The reality show TV crew already did some limited filming here earlier this year to create a pitch video. Petersburg's Assembly viewed that earlier this month.
We're our own detectives. We investigate the crimes here, all of us. We don't have a detective that comes in and does all the questioning for personnel. We do everything from start to finish.
If you catch the fish, you gotta clean it.
Even though we're low-key and we're a small town, don't underestimate the call at the end of the day.
Initially called Alaska Law, the show could also feature police departments in Kodiak and Fairbanks. Kara Smith, VP of Development for Engel Entertainment, called into Monday's meeting.
Basically, what we're looking to do is do a one-part ride-along, and one part just kind of living in Alaska. We're looking at how lower 48 officers have moved up to Alaska and then what that transition's like and what the hurdles are of policing in Alaska.
Smith said the company hoped to be filming 6 episodes starting in October over the course of 6 to 7 weeks. Engel Entertainment has also produced such shows as Northwoods Law and Lone Star Law. The company has a buyer for the show but is not yet releasing the name of the network where it will air. Petersburg's new police chief, Jim Kerr, told the Assembly he and his officers supported the project.
So I think with having this filming, it'll help us with recruitment. It'll help showcase Petersburg overall and maybe bring in some tourism from that.
Kerr said his understanding was that Petersburg police could object to the company airing footage. Assembly members had some questions about the liability for footage that would be aired and the borough's input in that decision making. Here's Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Greger.
Is that accurate, Kara? The idea of some control Jim and staff have over if something maybe pretty sensitive happens that that they can work with you guys on that or take it out if it doesn't kind of work for our community?
I was actually just going to jump in to confirm what Jim said. In our development agreement, we had the review information clause in there where it allows for the review of materials in which you guys can tell us kind of why something may or may not work for the department, and then we'll work from there. So
the Assembly's decision was over the signing of an amended agreement with the company, adding language to the contract signed by the borough for that initial filming back in the spring. The borough's attorney will be hammering out some of the final terms of the pact with the company, though. The vote was 4-0 to approve the filming, with Mayor Mark Jensen and Assembly members Kurt Wallhuter and Jeff Mucci not at the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.